Chaf Gimel Beis Rashi Dirmaska Ella Amra Torah Tzolchamish. Okay, so Rashi says Sharcha Yesa Al Rechavai. Take the 50, which is longer than it is wide. Take the extra 50 by 50, B'Saveim Chamishim and Asorim, and surround the other 50. To have L'Shibim Amos Medal Tzvachim Merubayim. So that's going to be 70 Amos by 70 Amos, 70 Amos and 4 Tzvachim by 70 Amos and 4 Tzvachim. Kate said, how is that? So say Mehem, take your square of 50 and make Chamesh Ritzuos Shel Eser Amos. Make 5 strips of 50 amas long and 10 amas wide. Hashkev ha'achas the mizuch, ha'achas the marav. You take your square 50 by 50, put a strip which is 10 by 50 on either side. And now it's 70 amas wide by 50 long. Now, Varcha Chamishim. Oid Sim Achas Tzavon Machas Adorim. Reishibim Al Shibim. So now you have 70 by 70. Elish Akronos Pegumim L'chol Keren V'Keren Eser Al Eser. But there's a square of 10 by 10 which is missing in each corner. Me'atusefesh Shehoi Safta, because of this that you added a strip of 10 by 50 on each side. So you have to fill those in. So Tomei Chamishim, the last one, you have a strip of 10 by 50. Dal Chatichah Shal Yud Al Yud. Make 4 squares of 10 by 10. Mesim Adal Kronos and fill in your 4 corners. Nismalu, and they are now left, they are full. So what are you left with? Nishar Rav Ritzu Achas Shal Eser Al Eser. Now you have a square of 10 by 10. Amos. If you calculate that by in Tvachim, that's 6 Tvachim in an Amos. So 10 Amos is 60. 60 Tvachim by 60 Tvachim. So say, O son, Lama Rutsuois, make it into 30 strips. Shall stay Tvachim. Each one is 2 Tvachim wide. So it's they're 2 Tvachim wide. And 10 amas long. Hooray. What did over there? Takes out that part. Shakul and Hang. Gimel Meis Am. So if you put those strips together as one long strip, it's 2 tefachim wide, and it's 30 of them, so it's 300 amas long. So if you think about that, the length of the length of the 4 sides of your square is 280, because it's 70 times 4. So tain ayin l'chol ruach, take 70 amas and put it on each side. So you've now added 2 tefachim on the mizruch, 2 tefachim on the mar, 2 tefachim on the tzof, and 2 tefachim on the dorim. So, hooray, shivim dal tefachim. So you add 2 tefachim on each side. So that's 2 more. That's 4 more. 4 tefachim. So shivim dal tefachim, shivim dal tefachim. Elish akronos pegumim. But you have each corner has a square of 2 tefachim by 2 tefachim, tefachim al tefachim, which you need to address. So what are you left with? You're left with Nishabiyotra Esim Amma, a strip which is 2 tefachim wide and 20 amas long. So tell me how much shmona tefachim. So you take 8 tefachim's worth. So that'll be 4 squares of 2 by 2. Similar kronos. I mean, it's not what you put in the kronos, now they're full. So you have a full square of 70 and 4 tefachim. 70 amas and 4 tefachim by 70 amas and 4 tefachim. What are you left with? Nishu b'yotcha yudches amma. You have left over something which is 18 amas and 4 tefachim. because it was 20 amas, an amma is 6 tvachim. You used 8 tvachim, so you use 1 amma and 2 tvachim worth. So you have 18 amas and 4 tvachim left. Beroichiv, tvachim. There's 18 amas and 4 tvachim long by 2 tvachim wide. So you need now to make, if you want to add it on to this square, so if you want to make it into strips, and use it to make a strip going around, the width is not even 2/3 of an etzba. Do I to hobe isa lemeved minei ritzua shereish pegimal amis medal tvachim arich lahakif arba haruches? So it's 70 times 4 is 280. But the length of each one was 70 and 4 tvachim. So it's 4 times 4 tvachim is 16 tvachim. So why is it Resh Pei Gimel Amos? Did you change it to Resh Pei Beis?
It's got, there is a comment here that there's a yud. I guess you don't have that. It says Yerbuf Gersos Yeshkan Digerson and Resh Pei Gimel.
We get seen in Dal Tvachim, a Kerkel, we get seen in Resh Pei Gimel, El Resh Pei Beis. I remember, okay, so Resh Pei Beis and Dal Tvachim. Okay, so.
It's the first Rashi did today on the Ele Omra Torah Tolchanish.
Yeah.
It's the only Rashi we did today. Yeah. Okay, so if you calculate that out, to create a strip which is 283 amas long, we're dealing with something which is 18 amas long.
What, 283?
Right. So you see, to get a width which will work, it's gonna be less than 2/3 of an etzba. It's 2 tvachim wide, so 2 tvachim is 8 etzbaos, because there's 4 etzbas in a tefach. So if you make it an etzba wide, you're only multiplying 18 times 8, it still wouldn't give you the number that you need. So you have to do it so let's say you do it by 6, right? 18 times 8 is 144. You need two. So if you do half etzbos, it would be 288. So that's. So if a half of an etzba would be a little bit too long. So it's 2.5 of an etzba and 2/3 of an etzba. So if you do the math, it's 70.71. And 4 tvachim would give you 70.66. So it's 0.05 of an amma. So if there are 24 tvachim, 24 etzbos, right, so it's right around there. Okay, what? It's closer to a half than it is to two-thirds. Okay, it's more says Pasha the Kroz HaKrashi, Linyan the Mishkan, so that's the drasha. But what's the Pasha shot in the Pasuk? Mike, see, what's the mean? Chemishim, the Kroah, Mike, what's the Pasha shot, this square 50 by 50? It's telling you how many Mishkan al-Swas. Put it on the edge of that square 50 by 50. Shekolin shama chemishim shalchotzer mishenichnosim lo bepischa shalmizuch. You're going to have 50 amas deep before the Mishkan starts. You walk in from the on the mizruch and you walk 50 amas before you reach the Mishkan. Kdei shehei chemishim amas shalchotzer lifnei haMishkan, you'll end up with a square of 50 by 50 in front of the Mishkan, which, and then you'll place them in Be'ach, etc. We'll end up with a square of 50 by 50. And around the Mishkan, you'll have 20 amas in all directions. Esim b'chol ruach. The Mishkan Orchel Lamed. The Mishkan is 30 amas long. You can see Esrim Krashim. Rechav Kerish is Amo Vachatzi. Each Kerish is an Am and a half. So 20 times an Am and a half is 30. So it's 30 amas long. Rechav Shal Mishkan is Tov is Eser amas.
The width of the Mishkan is 10 amas wide.
How do we know? There are six krashim in the west. Shem Tesha Amish, that's six times one and a half is nine. Vishne krashim in the Mekutzois, and there was two krashim in the corners. Shem Gimel Amish, Roichev. That gives you a width of three, so that's 12. V'amomikan, l'chasoyis oibyon shakroshim shaltzela l'orchei. So, but inside of the Mishkan, it was 10 amas wide. That should say, outside of the Mishkan was really more than that. But inside,
it was
12. The inside of the Mishkan was 30 amas long and 10 amas wide. Because the back, the way it was set up is that the back 12, one amma of the north side and the south side was covered by the back 12. So it gives you an inner dimension of 10. So the two corner ones, amma v'chatzi, amma mikan, amma Amma v'chatzi amma mikan v'chatzi amma mikan. I'm getting what he's saying. Ve'amo shaltzela le'orchoi ve'amo v'chatzi amma mikan v'chatzi amma mikan l'hashlem ve'amo v'chatzi mikan and mikan probably. L'hashem l'malei ha'chalal l'eser. So you add which is amo. Should be amo v'chatzi amo mikan v'chatzi amo mikan l'hashem l'malei ha'chalal l'eser. I'm sure the word amo means over there. So the width is 10. Shatam amidoi. If you put now the Mishkan at the end,
not sure what
of the word of Amma, but it doesn't make sense to me. Shatam Amidah L'Soyv Chamishim. If you put the Mishkan after 50 Amas in, Ube'emsa Roch Mishalchatzer in the middle, Nishur Mechamishim Al Chamishim Mishalchatzer Esim Amas L'Sholosh Ruches. It's 20 amas on each side. El Shoyvi Hakrashim and Mayat Mehan Amma Chotzat. But in each one of those sides of 20 amas gap, there's an amma which is taken by the width of the crush. We're calculating based on the inner dimension. We look at the width of the walls as part of the 20 amas. The front of the Mizrach Elohai Krashim Elam Mosach Vanavilim. So,
Bas changes Chalalo with the crest to Chalalo with the crest.
Okay. So that you just put that's your calculation of why it's called 20 on each side. Zog to Gemara. Really, I saw a mirror. We said in the Mishnah, if the archer is yes or chava fil ama achas imetat the mesecha, as it says, you can even have it double. Turn of glass has to be a perfect square. Versi says it can even double.
It says
something more. Latanya Belezer Amim Hoysa Orcha Yeser Al Pishnayim Berochva Filama Achas Eimatatim Besecha. So this second version of Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa, he's accepting the width and length being 50 by 100, like the way it was in the Mishkan, but that it can't be any more. If the Arich is even one amma more than double of the Rechiv, so it was 101 by 40, whatever it would be, for so then you can't. And here Armisha says it has to be a perfect square. Amar Bibi Barabaya Kitana Mastitzin Yeser Al Pishnayim Berochva. He says no. If we learn the Mishnah Tanah, the Mishnah says that one amma more, it means one amma more than a double, the length being double the width. And Moshe says Hakad Rabbi Yosi. So that was what Mamas Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Yosi says you can have it 100 by 50. If you have it, the length is double the width. So Moshe says so. That's Rabbi Yosi. Ikebenayu Rivua de Rivua Rabbona. Okay, let's see Rashi. Baruch Yesu Mishnayim Berachva Kichatzu Mishkan. What's the Mishkan was? So the story that's permitted. Avav Lamurava. Even you don't make it into a square. She'll end up with the length, which is double the width. I will tell Mishnah Berachah below Mishnah, but that the length should be more than twice the width. That's not acceptable. Tanur says, "Amr Archa Afilu Mishnah Berachah." He came out Rivua Rabbana. If there's a sober Archa Yosef Mishnah Berachah, Emetatulin. He agrees that you can't. He says if the length is more than twice of the width, you can't carry. Miu ikra orcha pishnayim berachva kidechsi, unless they revua. So that's the main way to calculate your basis sign. Like the case of the way the Chatzar Mishkan was. The less they ribua, he doesn't perceive it as be used as a square. Mia imrabo lo misri b'hochi kinekatani. Im hoya archa yisro rucha mishnayim b'ruchava emetaltin. Habatim pishnayim b'metaltin. If you make it less than pishnayim, which means you're moving it from making it more and more, moving from a rectangle towards a square, that's acceptable. So that's the ikur. So the ikur calculation is at 50 by 100. If you make it 52 by 90 something, it's also mutter. So if you make it 60 by 80 something, it's also mutter. If you make it 70 by 70, it's also mutter. This is a merubas ikur. The ikur calculation is a square. L'chatchila aruye marinan hachi. Therefore, we ask the person how to set it up. We tell him, set it up l'chatchila as a square. He says, if you want to elongate it, mi'afilo orcha pishnayim berach v'shoryot. Mi'kamer afilo mechlal, mi'kar lav hachi. He uses the lashon of afilo that indicates that wasn't the preferred way of doing it. That wasn't the proper way of doing it. It was making it into a square. But if you start extending it, that's also good. That's okay. So the question of the Chatkil, if you want to set up your basis, a Karfiv, what would the correct way to set it up? So Rashi holds that Rabbi Yossi is saying that the correct way of doing it is making a square. So the Ribua, that the Chachamim made it into a square, is that the Chatkil or is that a Bidyev? Tosis raises the question. It's a funny lechatchila. I mean, once it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry lechatchila. Once it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry. That's not. There's no shot of lechatchila. You're allowed to go carry. Sasha says, so what exactly are we telling him? It's not like a mitzvah type of concept that there's a preferred way of doing it. It's a heter concept. It's not a mitzvah concept. So where's the chavkil and b'diavad?
In other words, should you try not to carry in a rectangular one?
And that's not true.
Right.
Right. So.
It's not true.
So he brings up Shapin Yochanan, which is a little more math oriented. Okay. Rav Yossi Omer. Itamar Omer Rav Yossi, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel Lachak Rav Yossi. Pasna Rav Yossi. Rabibi Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Says Lachak Rav Akiva. Pasna Rav Akiva. Now. Rav Akiva is the one who says you don't need mukhif ladira. Rav Yossi seems to agree that you need the mission opened up with requirements of hekif ladira. Rav Yehuda Mababa required hekif ladira, etc. Rav Akiva says no, you don't need any of that. But then we started discussing exactly the calculation of the measurements. And Rabbi Yossi said, even it's Erech HaPishtam Baruch. So we're going to pass like Rabbi Yossi in the length issue, pass like Rabbi Kiva in the usage issue. Okay?
What?
Okay. The Gemara says, Mitzvah L'Kula. So we're both taking both Kulas. Mitzricha. Do you actually mean in Halacha Rabbi Yossi? Have a minad Ika Shemira or Beis Dira? Even though Rabbi Yossi comes after Rabbi Akiva, and we could understand Rabbi Yossi is continuing Rabbi Akiva's thought process and say you don't need any heck of a dira. That's not clear. She just told me, Lach of Rabbi Yossi, I would have thought you require some type of dira there. Either the Shamira, which is the booth for the Sharma to stay in, or a house, etc. Kavashan Lach of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva. Yeshuna Lach of Rabbi Akiva, Havamina, the Arach of Katan Loi. But if it's elongated, it's wide and narrow, that's not acceptable. Come on, so I'll look at your beers. Okay. Zach Rashi. It's in the third wide line. Rashi, I'll look at your beers. It looks like your beers. You do not need a square. I'll look at your bekeeper. The boy, Makav is a deer. According to bekeeper, you do not need the enclosure to be a deer enclosure. Tavayu, Hanach Shmeitzer, the Shmuel Lekul, both are Lekul. So if it would just say the halacha of, like Rabbi Yossi, Havamina, the Shmuel, Dira boy, Shibhira Ben Baba, he holds that you need some type of Dira there. Baruch Yosef Rechava, Rabbi Yossi, similarly, he holds like Rabbi Yossi that you can elongate it, but you need a dwelling. So say, Lachach Rabbi Akiva. Just say, Lachach Rabbi Akiva, Habamina, Arba Katan Lloyd, or Rabbi Akiva Meruba boy. Rabbi Akiva says, you need a square. If it says no, that Lachach Rabbi Yossi, that even if it's a long rectangle is mut. Okay. Karfib, Shu Yosim, Abbas Sassayim, Shukub Ladira. You have a Karfib, which is more than Abbas Sassayim, and it's Shukub Ladira. So that's great. You're allowed to carry there. Now, Nisaruba, he takes the majority of that area and he plants it. So once he plants it, so that's not a makam deer anymore, because you don't walk there, etc. Because you're tending your plants there. It's made not for personal usage, but for growing usage. So once the roiv has been Nizra, Hareo Kigino, the oster. There has a din like a gina, a planted garden, and that's no longer mukha pladira. So you can't carry. Not a rubai.
If he planted trees, made into an orchard, so then a reki chotzer mutter remains mutter. Okay. So the more nizer rubai, this halacha that he said nizer rubai makes it aser.
When it says not a rubo, I mean the rove is like physically where the tree is, or are you including the area between the trees?
Area between the trees.
Okay, so the trees themselves aren't. I mean, but if what if you had the trees themselves are the rove? Wouldn't that be a problem?
Theoretically, yes, but you couldn't grow trees like that. You'd see probably they're meant to be removed. Like we have that idea that you making it too close together doesn't get dinner with carrot because you can't function like that. So I guess for that week it's, you know, you put it in, but the halachically it doesn't have a chashivus is because they're meant to be removed. Nizarubai, I'm Rav Hunarei. There's Shul Amor and Elish Yosef Beis Sosayim. Our Beis Sosayim Mutter. In other words, this is all an issue when you're mark of an area which is more than Beis Hasayim, which the Heter is based on its Mukhav Ladira, but we pass it that if it's a Beis Hasayim or less, you don't need Mukhav Ladira. So then Nizarubai is doesn't bother us. Okay. So but now you have a different problem that you have in your Mukhav Ladira Karfif, an area which is Nizra, which is functioning as a Karfif, a small Karfif, a Karfif less than Beis Hasayim, and the area which is not planted, which is like a Chatzar. So now the question is, can you carry from the Chatzar part to the Karfif part? So you tell me that a Karfif, it's mutter to carry. It's allowed to carry in its own area. But now, are you allowed to carry from the karfif part to the chotzer part? And it's going command kibshim. It's only kibshim in the holds that you're allowed to carry from the chotzer part to the karfif part. It's not. We'll meet Rishim later on. Rishim and Oimer, echad gagas, vechad katzeris, vechad kafifis, rishus achas hein lekelim sheshav su besoichon, v'lo lekelim sheshav su besoichon bayis. So the area which is the karfif, carrying from a karfif to a chotzer is mutter. Kalim, which began Shabbos in the karfif or in the chotzer or in the gag, you can carry from the gag to the chotzer to the gag to the karfif, whatever you want, that's fine. For kalim, which started Shabbos in those areas, Kevin, which started Shabbos in the house, may only be carried out to the area which had a Rubi Chatzeris together with the house. Okay. Shalom Markasha. Rishim and Nami. Kimin the Nizer Rubai, Havi Hau Miuta, Botole. Once you plant the majority of the area, so the part which is the Miut will be Botole the Gabi Ruba. The Havali Karfif Yersimi Beisa Sayim, the Osir. Furthermore, Kasha, in the case where it's Nizer Rubai, of the chotzer of the karfif, which is more than Beis Hasayim, what's the problem here? The more is learning, the more is assuming. But the character of Mesa Sayyim, they were learning that the No, it's going in the case of Beis Hasayim. One second. This is again, no? This Ruba is part of the Gabi Ruba. Car for years in the business side. So Tosis learns like this. I mean, the mimer which we started. That we're saying, if it's a case of Beis Hasayim, it's mutter. It means you're allowed to carry in the whole area. The more is saying in a case where it's more than Beis Hasayim, so Nizer Rubai is considered Kigina. It's more is understanding that that means that the area which is the Gina part is Aser, but doesn't make the other part Aser. The more is saying, why should that be so? The whole thing should become also. Eli Itmar, because you should be bottled, that should become the defining element of what this karfif is, and so the whole thing should become also. Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. Hame Yuta Shori. Amar Ravuna Reid of Yeshua. In this din, in case where it's only Nizra Miuta, it's Mutter because it's Nizra Ubazasr, comes to Hunarei the Shu and says, the Mordel Deloi Havi Beis Sosayim. That if you enclose an area which is more than Beis Sosayim, and now the Miut which you've planted, and that's all within the enclosure, which Salamiyat means the area enclosed the Chachila was for the area four base saw plus. Now you go and plant up in that area four base saw plus, a base of Sime is planted. So that becomes a karfif. You have now have an area which is inside of your enclosure, which is Osir, and that is directly Nifrats to the Kotzer part, which is Hook of the Dira. So on that, the Loch is, it comes Osir. Although, how do we base the Sime? Well, base the Sime is Osir. Once that area is base the Sime, so that becomes an area which is Osir, it makes the whole thing Osir. Come on, Kirabana. That it's going that's going to Rabbanon, which say that you don't look at them as two distinct areas because one big area, and each one us is in the other one. So if once I make this into a carpet, which is us in a carry, so the whole area would become us in a carry. So theoretically, let's say that it means if I would have enclosed, according to this, I enclose a very large city, and somewhere in the middle of my city, I have a base. Sosayim of Karfif, which is also to carry, I can't carry anywhere in the city, according to this. Okay, let's hold it here. Let's throw it over here.